Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once.
This is an interview with Dominique Thoreau, an environmental engineer.
Welcome, Dominique. Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
So, first, could you tell us what you do?
Sure. I work as an environmental engineer for a large engineering company. We generally do contractual work for water companies and local and national governments. I specialize in river management and restoration.
I see. What does river restoration involve?
Well, one of our main jobs is to manage the flow of water in rivers. The water in a river picks up sediment as it flows downstream and washes away soil or sand from the riverbank and the riverbed. This is a natural process, but too much sediment can cause problems further downstream. So it's vital that we find any weak spots before they become serious enough to be an issue. Blockages resulting from sediment buildup can cause rivers to overflow and cause flooding. Additionally, in large rivers that are used by freight ships, the water can get too shallow for large ships to pass if too much sediment builds up at the river's mouth. We monitor rivers to determine areas that are potential problems and then devise a plan for doing restoration work. This generally involves construction work to shore up riverbanks or change the flow of the river to prevent too much erosion from happening. We do a complete analysis of the river and then present a proposal to the client. And once a project has been commissioned, we're responsible for everything from design to final construction.
That sounds like important work. What are the biggest challenges you face at work?
I'd say there were two. The first one is the weather. Once a project is underway, we are mainly working on site, which means in and around rivers. This is a constant battle with the weather, which dictates when we can and can't work. When the weather's good, we have to take advantage of it and get as much done as possible. But when the weather's bad, there's often not much we can do. This means we may be working on site for over 70 hours one week, but be stuck in the office for most of the next. Another major challenge, for me anyway, is that because we work with organizations such as governments, we often encounter a lot of red tape. Each project costs a lot of money, so it can be difficult to justify to the decision makers why so much money needs to be spent. That can be frustrating.
That does sound tough. Finally, do you have any advice for young people who are considering a career like yours?
Well, the first thing, of course, is that you should be interested in engineering. I studied civil engineering at university and then specialized in environmental engineering in graduate school. But being suited to the work is equally important. As I said, we spend a lot of time on site, so you have to be someone who likes being outdoors. What I would also say is that the work is very satisfying. It's great to be involved in projects from start to finish, and it's very rewarding to see a plan you came up with making a real difference.
I'm sure that will inspire our listeners. Thank you for coming to talk to us today, Dominique.
You're welcome.
Questions. Number 26. What does Dominique say is an important part of her job? Number 27. What does Dominique say is a challenge in her job?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。 これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。